The Rangers and the Marlins on Tuesday. Check out what Joey Gallo does in batting practice. That's almost as impressive as the patriotic shorts. Let's pick it up, bottom two. Rangers down 1-0, but not for long.
He swings and bolts one to left, way back, and it is history. Number 22 of the year for Napoli. It ties the game at one.
First pitch in the bottom of the third inning. Joey Gallo pulverizes it into the third row of seats in the upper porch. One down the right field line. Home run number two tonight. Yes, sirree, Bob. Absolutely. Joey Gallo hooks one inside the right field foul pole. He's two for two with two home runs, and the Rangers lead 5-1.
Going back is Mazzara, and that one is gone. A three-run homer for Yelich. He has two doubles and a home run today, and all of a sudden it's a ball game again. The Ranger lead is cut to 6-4. Luke Croy on deck is 3-2 to Rudin, and the pitch is swung on and belted. Deep right center field, that one's on its way, and that ball is history to the back of the bullpen. Four home runs for the Rangers tonight, and they get one back. It is 7-4 Texas.
With his second multi-homer game of the season on Tuesday night, Joey Gallo was a main part of the Rangers' 10-run onslaught as Texas downed Miami with ease 10-4. Here is Gallo speaking to the media following the game.
Got shut out yesterday, so, you know, obviously we wanted to come out and put a little offense and score some runs, put them on the board, so, you know, yeah, we'll take it. Been feeling good, you know, just kind of right now just playing against righties right now, so I just try to work as hard as I can with the coaches and just be ready when my name's called, and, you know, I feel like everybody's been doing that, so it's nothing new for us.
Second start of the season in left field, how comfortable are you out there?
I like it out there. It's fun. You know, you get to run around a little bit, and I'm big and long, so it gives me a little more room to kind of move and throw. So I don't have a problem with it.
Offensively, you guys able to put 10 runs on the board, but the pitching, Cole setting the tone early was good, and then the bullpen came in and shut it down. How important is that for you guys to get it all going at the same time?
Yeah, you know, obviously you want to have everything hitting on all cylinders, and that's a good offense over there. They have a really good lineup, so for us to kind of shut them down and not allow too many runs is huge.
It wasn't one of Cole Hamels' sharpest outings on the year, but he did do enough to improve to 5-1 as he went six innings, giving up four runs on six hits and fanning five. Hamels shared his thoughts after the Rangers' 10-4 victory over the Marlins.
Anytime we're able to kind of get those runs, you know, answer back in the first inning, that was kind of tough, you know, just with, you know, how it was, you know, not being able to hit my spots and, you know, kind of battling. You don't really want to do that in the first inning and you know, get deep into the pitch count. But, you know, the hitters, they came through and really put up some good runs. And, you know, that's always kind of nice. It really alleviates a lot of the pressure. And, you know, you kind of can step back and go back and try to get to your game plan and try to execute. So, you know, things were good except for one really good hitter. he definitely... you know, he definitely had a good game, and you have to give him credit because, you know, the approach and just the way that, you know, I wanted to try to get him out, he was not having any of that. So it's something where sometimes you can get away with that when your team has a lot of runs.
Does the bullpen also, their performance of late, also alleviate some of that pressure as well?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I think everybody, they really are working hard, you know, in between games and you know, they want to go out and be successful and they want to be, you know, counted on. And you can tell that just from, you know, the way that they are in the clubhouse, the way that, you know, we're out, you know, just kind of hanging out in the weight room. You know, they want to be accountable. They want to have those good results so that, you know, when we hand the ball over to them, the job is sealed. And you know, it's a tough part of the game in baseball because of the season being so long, and it's you're going to have some ups and downs, and you know, hopefully for the best, you know, the downs are behind us, and we're going to continue to push ahead.
So that big four run after the kid takes you deep, that big four run, that's kind of the big.
It really makes things a lot easier. You know, there's no way you want to give up, you know, four runs in a game because that really puts. You know, that shifts the momentum, that makes games a lot more close, or obviously can put you behind real quick. So just the way that they came back out and you know, were the big hits. Joey had a tremendous game, and even Napoli, it's great to see just the at-bats that they've been able to put together.
Cole, when you got here 2 years ago, you were very adamant this team was going to get to the playoffs, even though it was 7.5 out the day you arrived. And you were right. Do you have that same vibe this year that this club can make that push in the final 2 months?
Oh, of course. You know, it's this is baseball. You know, you see things, you know, different every year, and the unexpected always happens. You know, if you always look at it, the wild card is kind of the team that normally goes further, because they're the ones that have to battle the whole year. They didn't have things handed to them. You know, there weren't as many easy games. So it's when you have to battle and really try to take control, you know, you just put your mind, you know, in that sort of you know, range of just kind of staying true to yourself, staying true to your teammates, and just playing the game of baseball until the very last day.
Is this week strange, the week leading up to the trade deadline? Does it vary from season to season depending on where you are?
I think it's different to, you know, compared to where you are. I know it's going to be strange for people that might be in certain situations because of, you know, the availability of you know, contracts, or, you know, just the way that a team plays. You know, but that's kind of what happens in baseball too. You know, you really can't get too comfortable nowadays. It's completely different than 10 to 15, 20 years ago. And I think it's just going to continue to get even wilder and crazier, as the years go on, and you start really seeing, you know, players and, you know, the team shifting and finally teams finally making, you know, good pushes. So it's, you know, I think for all of us, we just go out and we just need to play and put up, you know, good numbers for each other and obviously, you know, for this team in general.
Thanks mostly to a two-homer night from slugger Joey Gallo, the Rangers cruise past the Marlins 10-4. Here is Texas skipper Jeff Banister.
With Gallo in left, how did you like the look of that lineup, particularly with his bat in there in left?
Absolutely. No, it keeps actually, the defense in the outfield, kind of where we like it, keeps a bat in the lineup. Proved fruitful for us tonight, really, with the home runs. But it's able to keep Knapp and Chu in the lineup also. So stretches the lineup out some for us.
Tonight's win, just being able to kind of put it all together. How encouraging is that at this juncture?
Yeah, absolutely. After coming off of a game where we got shut out, to see the bats come alive, different spots, not only with the home runs, but also with the extra base hits and some walks in there. And really, our guys' number of base hits through the middle, line drive variety, that huge plus for us going forward, I believe that's what how our offense goes. Obviously, we've seen this offense, when it gets momentum, it can kind of continue itself through the lineup. I felt like our guys, the approach tonight, much better, solid, staying through the middle of the field.
With Nomar getting three hits, LaCroix getting a hit, Napoli, Odor, Gallo, it seems like those are kind of guys that if they get going could really lift you guys offensively.
We need those guys to get going. We needed that, those type of performances. I think it takes a little bit of pressure off Adrian also, in a sense to where, you know, it's, we need for him to continue to hit also, but to be able to stretch it out, like we said, continue to pour on the pressure of the pit on the pitcher, add on runs, answer back. I think the inning that was huge for us was the ability, once they put the three runs on the board, for us to come back out and continue the offense in that situation and put four more runs on the board to give us some range, give Cole a little breathing room there in the last inning. And so, but to see those guys get going should give them a little bit of confidence going in tomorrow.
What else?
And repeating something earlier, do you, as long as Gallo can stay healthy, do you anticipate using him out there in left more?
Yeah, no, we anticipate that. And look, it's been a while, kind of looking towards this opportunity to get him out there. As long as the leg continues to feel good, he stays fresh, we'll continue he'll continue to have opportunities to play out there, as well as first base too.
The Rangers send Yu Darvish to the mound on Wednesday. He'll be opposed by Jose Urania.